This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, need to tell you to join us for the 2021 Dick's Sporting Goods Pony League World Series for great events and some of the best youth baseball in the world. Lou Hayes Pony Field, Washington, PA, August 13th through 18th. Call in now for your chance to win 4 one-day passes to one of the games, plus a $25 voucher for food. So call right now, 412-928-9370. Give a call. How about the 10th caller? Bob Gregg, he loves it down there. WJPA, that's our guy down there in Washington. Is he you know him, Producer Matt?
I do, yes.
Oh, yeah. He is just head over heels for this event.
Man, loves it.
Well, it comes into town, all these people from all over the world.
It's a huge deal. A
team from, like, Taipei, Taiwan will come in or whatever.
Yep. It is kind of cool, though, at the very beginning, like, before it starts, they have, like, a big welcome event for them. Like, and I remember doing it a couple years ago. It was right outside, like, right at the Washington Town Center or whatever it is. Not the mall, but up the road from there. And they just did it in the parking lot. And you meet people, literally, like you said, from all over the world.
Yeah, where are you from? Perth?
Yeah.
Okay, where are you from?
Oh, where's your team from? Oh, we came from
Washington.
Chihuahua, Mexico.
Right. Yeah. Like, oh, okay.
Lanny will be doing a few games.
Oh,
I'm sure.
There we go.
Of course.
My man.
He dusts off the old mic.
Old
headset.
Does he break out? Does he have the same?
Does he drop
hooks?
There's No Doubt About It at the end of a game?
I don't think so. I think he stays away from that, what I've heard.
Some kid from Ramstein Air Force Base, because that's a German team all the time, right? Like, is it?
Sure.
You know, like, it's an Air Force Base team, and there's like, oh, yeah, there's no doubt about it. Hey, my dad was a Pirate fan. He knows all about you, Lanny.
Yep.
My grandpa knows you.
He's a star.
Lanny is.
Yeah, big everywhere he goes.
Has the unlit cigar. That's a big move for Lanny, the unlit cigar.
Could always smell Lanny before you saw him
here
at Waynesburg.
Wow! Look at this
the
guy taking
smoke.
Shots at
no,
his mentor.
No, it's not a shot.
Oh, okay. Oh,
it's
the
just
unlit
he always
cigar.
Had a cigar.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Right outside the building.
Why don't we hit our Twitter poll real quick before I give you a movie review? Let's go.
Come on, everybody. Let's tweet.
Yeah.
Twitter it.
Tweets that are rocking.
It's time for the Fan Morning Show's Twitter poll.
All right. Do you like Tom Brady more than you did a year ago? That was the weekend Twitter poll. And 53.8% of the people said, yes, I do. 46.2% say, no, I do not. I like him a little more. He's more tolerable, I guess. Today's daily Twitter poll, vote when you get an opportunity. Who won the Adam Frazier trade? Pirates, Padres, or I'll reserve judgment for a little while. 47.1% of you say the Padres won. 43% of you say I'll reserve judgment, and that's where I am with it. And 9.9% of you say the Pirates won. So there is that. By the way, don't forget Ed Bouchette, top of the hour. But right now, I did something over the weekend. Producer Matt, little hot there we are. Little movie review for you. So my daughter was just dying to go see this movie. She had to go see Space Jam.
Okay.
I saw Space Jam over the weekend. Little Siskel and Ebert here for you. And she loved it because she was going to love it. I'm happy for her. She wanted to see it. It was going to be great no matter what, right?
Right.
Here's the truth with this movie, with Space Jam. The acting was so bad. It was so bad, especially LeBron.
I was going to say, are there any actual humans in it besides LeBron?
Yeah, I forget.
Or is it all cartoon
characters? No. There's the one guy, and I got to look his name up now.
Okay.
He played Al G. Rhythm was his name, like Algorithm. He's a famous guy. I don't know actors. Let me see. I'll tell you. Let me go to it.
Michael B. Jordan was in it, by the way. Kyrie Irving was in it real quickly.
Oh, Don Cheadle.
Don Cheadle. That's exactly
okay.
who it is.
Yeah, Don Cheadle.
Don Cheadle was in it. He played a pretty big part. The acting, though, was so deplorable, especially from LeBron. It was like when a company, and you have like, they say, we're going to have a meeting, all right? We're all going to get together. Company-wide right. meeting, we're going to go in the big meeting room, the big ballroom, the big, you know, conference room.
Okay.
When the company makes standard employees play act through some situation as an HR teaching tool. They give you like a script. They give you 5 minutes. They're like, Fred, you play the guy that walks in drunk.
Right.
You play this person that says something offhanded right. to the woman at the company.
Janice, you're sitting in the cubicle.
Correct.
You're going to hear what he says and be offended.
It was like that for 90 minutes. It wow. was like they grabbed LeBron and they handed him a script and they said, all right, this is an HR teaching tool. You're going to play act your way through this. I've never acted before. That's okay. Here, take this. You play the role of the guy that you're supposed to take the keys off because you had too much to drink at the office party.
Right.
And it's an HR teaching tool. It was that. If you've ever sat into one of those and they've had like a play acting thing at your office, that's what it felt like. It was so awful. I mean, it was the most deplorable acting I've ever seen. LeBron was so bad. Like, LeBron was like, and it's not about if you pass the ball to someone, it's how much you love them as a teammate. I mean, like, it was. I mean,
you're not going to Space Jam for you know, Oscar level acting.
Oh, I know.
You're going to Space Jam because nostalgia's sake for people our age. And if you're a kid, you want to see LeBron play basketball with cartoons.
I was entertained, but don't expect Gone with the Wind.
Here's the thing. The original Space Jam, this is, people can hate me for this. The original Space Jam is not good.
No.
It's not.
No.
Bill Murray is the one part of it that is some sort of redeeming factor, right? Michael Jordan can't act. And it's just, it's not. It's been blown out of proportion, the original Space Jam over the years.
Right.
Because of nostalgia.
Well, and
right?
the song's good.
Okay.
Oh, it's catchy. I'm saying
yeah.
people find it catchy. They didn't have a hooky song like that, like one with a big hook on this one.
Okay.
And plus, Michael Jordan was a big mega. There was one funny scene where Bugs Bunny's like, "Yeah, I found Michael Jordan." They're down 1,000 points at halftime.
Uh-huh.
Not to spoiler alert for Space
for
Jam.
For those that haven't
by
seen
the way.
It, yeah,
they're down 1,000 points at halftime. So they go Wile E. Coyote or somebody I don't know from Warner Brothers goes and finds Michael Jordan at halftime because he's at the game. So they bring him in, and it's Michael B. Jordan. And he was like, hey, I didn't ask you. That's who I am. And he's like, well, you thought you were getting Michael Jordan? Because they're like,
yeah.
a 6'6 forward from North Carolina. And he walks in the locker room, and they're like, wrong Michael Jordan.
Oops.
That was the only laugh they got from me.
Okay, that's
it
pretty
good.
It
wasn't bad.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad because they had Jordans on and they did from like the ground up.
Oh,
the
they
legs.
Did the slow pan
yeah,
up.
And yeah, and then it's like Michael Jordan is like, bum, 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 bum. You know, it was him. But other than that, man. But LeBron, he didn't do it for
no.
me. As bad as the acting was, I thought LeBron would be a little bit better. He was so stiff.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It was. So, Rotten Tomatoes, I don't know if I'm good enough to review for Rotten Tomatoes. Or
anybody
anything.
Is. I think it's like Yelp. Yeah. Anybody can post a review.
It was, yeah. My daughter enjoyed it. That's all that mattered. She loved it. She enjoyed it. And she wants to get a Toon Squad jersey. Of course, merch.
There you go.
She wants a pair of shorts or a jersey, for Toon Squad jersey. The jerseys
get
were great,
though. Get that licensing deal
done. I looked it up, though, right? I'm like, oh, okay, we'll see. They're like $129.
No, thanks.
Right, and Nike is selling them, of course, with the King James logo. On the.
Jeez.
And you know that a million people will buy them.
God.
They were like, yeah, they were like $129, the Toon Squad.
I'll wait till it shows up at Gabe's and the letters are backwards.
I'll get one of those ones, and somebody will say something to me for this. One of the, what was this? The place you could get from, like, Asia, you could buy it, and it comes in the mail.
Oh,
I forget.
Born Trade.
Yeah, I'll buy a Born Trade Toon Squad jersey. I'm looking.
It'll mysteriously have a Stanley Cup Finals patch on the one
yeah.
side of the chest,
because
they all do.
A Gator Bowl patch.
Yeah.
What's going on with this? I'll wear one. I don't care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!